Athletes aren't supposed to bet on their own performances. That's the kind of thing that can get you banned from a Hall of Fame, or it can get you a vineyard. Here's Only a Game's Martin Kessler to explain.
This story isn't really about sports. It's about family and wine, specifically Prosecco. The main characters are two cousins.
My full name is Federico, okay? But it's too long, so they call me Fede.
My name is Daniele Molmenti, and I'm a full Italian stallion.
Fede and Daniele are from the northeastern part of Italy, up near the Alps where the grapes for Prosecco are grown. As kids, the cousins couldn't have been much more different from each other. By the time he was 20, Daniele, that's the Italian stallion, was a world-class kayaker. Fede was not.
If Daniele is a role model for sports, I am a role model as well, but as an anti-role model.
What was it like for you to have this amazingly athletic cousin?
I just ignored him. It was the only way. Now, you know, Daniele is the handsome, Daniele is the sportsman, Daniele is the successful. I am the one, who is good at math. So that's the only thing I can say.
Fede moved to London, worked as an engineer. Daniele went to the Olympics. In 2008, in Beijing, Daniele reached the final in the kayak slalom, finished 10th, thought he should have done better. So he started training for the 2012 London Games, spent the winters in Nottingham in the UK. He cut out junk food, cut out alcohol. Daniele was focused, at least most of the time. See, Fede was still living just a couple hours away in London, and on weekends, Fede tried to put his cousin through an alternative training program. It consisted of trips to tantalizing London food markets.
I think at the time, Daniele did find some time to actually drink a little bit of a glass and maybe some food that you wouldn't recommend it as part of the healthy diet. But Daniele, maybe you were on a break.
Daniele says a day with his cousin canceled out 4 days of training. But despite Fede's concerted effort to slow down his cousin, Daniele managed to win golds at the 2010 World Championships and 2011 European Championships. Leading up to the 2012 Olympics, Fede could tell his cousin was ready.
And I have to say, now I'm not joking, the look in his eyes will tell you everything. It was clear they was going for all or nothing.
So you knew he was going to do it?
Yeah, frankly. However, not enough, because otherwise I would never have accepted the bet.
Yes, the bet. About a month before the start of the games, Fede and Daniele were out in central London for one of Fede's alternative training days. This particular session was being held near Borough Market.
Absolutely. Out of the blue, he said to me, Fede, if I'm going to win, and I quote, the gold medal at the Olympic, yeah, not a medal. If I'm going to win the gold medal at the Olympic, I think we should buy something that reminds us about our land and, you know, clearly a vineyard.
In case you didn't catch that, Daniele suggested they buy a vineyard in Italy to remind them of where they grew up.
Which I thought it was a very nice thing to say. But frankly, what do you say? The gold medal, let's say, yeah, whatever, Daniele. Yes, of course, we're going to do it. Yeah.
The terms of the bet were set. If Daniele won gold, the cousins would buy a vineyard together. And if he didn't, Daniele would buy Fede a beer. A beer. Not even a glass of wine.
Basically, I was the loser either way. I didn't work out the odds very well.
Unlike Fede, Daniele had been working out the odds. He knew he had a good shot at winning gold and the Italian Olympic Committee's €140,000 prize that would come with it. And the thought of buying a vineyard had been bubbling up for a while.
When I win some race, I always spend the money drinking wine. So if I produce my own wine, I can save lots of money.
Can't fault that logic. So the Olympics began, and Daniele once again reached the finals of the kayak slalom. Fede watched from the bleachers. He was nervous. Daniele? Relaxed. Minutes before his own run, Daniele watched one of his top rivals.
This is good by Radulek. The Czech Republic are going to be sitting pretty on top of the table after this one. 94-78.
And I was next to my coach, and I remember my coach was looking at me like very worried. And I say to my coach, like, I was sorry for him because, like, you're not thinking I can be faster. So I say to him, well, I do half of a second faster.
And sure enough.
What has Morenti done? Oh, it's a massive improvement. 93.43.
Daniele wasn't a half second faster. He was a second and a half faster. No one came close to his time. Daniele, still in his kayak, splashed around, shouting in celebration. You probably won't be shocked to hear that Fede had a very different reaction.
I start to cry by the emotion a little bit, and everyone thinks that it was just the joy. Yeah, it definitely was the joy, but actually sudden realization that I had to find the money to honor the bet, and that definitely made me cry quite a lot.
A couple of days after the competition, after spending time with his cousin, Fede started to regain some hope.
We had dinner with a couple of drinks and, you know, no mention whatsoever. And clearly, I thought that he had forgotten about it. And then, just before he went to bed, he said to me, Fede, you remember about the bet, right? So we're going about the vineyard, right? So when I go back to Italy, I'm going to go and start to look around, okay? Anyway, it's late now. Good night. That was it.
Daniele returned to Italy and found a plot of land in the northeast. The cousins pooled their money, and with the addition of a hefty loan, they bought it. They call it the Golden Vineyard. It's a fitting title. Daniele ended up putting his winnings from the Olympics and other competitions into the land. In 2014, the first bottle of Molmenti Chelat Prosecco was sold. Daniele's athletic career is now over. He coaches the Italian national team and works a couple days a week in the vineyard. Meanwhile, Fede works on the financial side of the operation from London, where he still has his day job. He says it'll be years before the loan is paid off. But the guy who cried when he realized he'd have to honor the bet now says he's in it for the long haul.
It is a hard work, but you know, I'm doing with Daniele, and that makes the difference, and we are having a lot of fun. I'm really pleased that he made that bet with me, and I'm so pleased I lost it.
Still, Fede has made a resolution. He's never, ever going to make another bet with his cousin. For Only a Game, I'm Martin Kessler.
We first learned about Fede and Daniele at Vice's food website, Munchies. You can link to the story at onlyagame.org.